I am Inma Pertusa, professor of Spanish at the Department of Modern Languages, and I will be your host in this episode number 14 of the WKU Modern Languages podcast series, One Theme at a Time. Today is October 29th, 2007. For today's episode, Sports Abroad, we felt like, well, playing something. So we went and asked some of our colleagues about the most popular game in the countries that they had visited. We talked to professors Nathan Love, Karina Glove, Alejandro Casana, and Charlie Picot, and discovered that the most popular sports in France, Mexico, and Russia are the same sport that we practice in the States. Go figure.
Well, without any doubt, the most popular sport in France is le football, le foot, or of course our soccer. There's no question. Rugby is very popular, tennis is very popular, but of course soccer is the most popular sport. Everybody pays attention to what's going on with soccer, of course. More or less muted enthusiasm, because the French consider themselves a very intellectual people, but they follow it, and they follow the big name players. When, for example, there was the controversial final game of the World Cup, and Zinedine Zidane went on national television after 3 or 4 days to make an interview announcement of what happened, he got the kind of attention that only Jacques Chirac, the president of France, would have had. So they follow it, even though they tend to act as though it doesn't engage their emotions the way it does maybe in England or Spain or Italy. In fact, it engages their attention very much. French young people play soccer. If they play it for fun, they play it on areas in the park where there's grass, or they play it in public squares on the cement without shoes. If they play it seriously, they have to join a club, and then if they have aspirations to play at a high level, they have to rise up through the club system.
Horseback riding in France is extremely popular. Kids learn it in school. They take, summer camps. They take weekend camps to learn how to ride. It's a big sport. It's an expensive sport. Not everybody can afford to do it, but it's a big sport. I would say soccer, skiing, tennis, and then horseback riding, in that order, are the four most popular sports in France. And it's expensive because you have to buy your equipment. The hat is, you have to have a hat. You can't ride without the hat. You have to have your boots, and it's expensive. And you also learn how to take care of the horse. And so, it involves a lot of money. But it's a very fascinating sport. It's not a very easy sport, and it's quite prestigious. And like I said, at the Olympic Games, you have, for sure, you're going to have a French team in the three finalists. There's no question about that. They are very, very good at that. Just like they are good in ski and, in tennis, too.
Well, the most popular sport in Mexico by far is football or soccer, as Americans used to say. But there are other sports like baseball, basketball. In the north part of Mexico, baseball is very popular. You can go to almost any small town and you will see a field, baseball field, and you will see some basketball courts, but they are not as popular as soccer. If you go to the Pacific Ocean in the north part of Mexico, you will find a very strong league of baseball. They are big fans on baseball. They have a league that competes with other international teams like from Venezuela, from Mexico, and they have like an important, league or competitions among those teams from Mexico and from Venezuela and from the Caribbean. Other sports in Mexico, well, you might include some elite sports that are now kind of popular, like golf. Used to be for the rich people, but now it's still, you have to have money to play golf, but it's like growing in popularity. You have also for the elite, you have equestrian sports, you have swimming. Swimming looks like it's not for the elite, but you have to have certain economic level to afford going to a swimming pool and to be racer in one of those clubs. So it's from the elite, swimming, golf, as I said.
I think you'd have to say that in Russia the most popular sport certainly is their football, soccer, but which is true everywhere I think in the world except for in America. But in Russia also they're getting very, very excited about things like basketball. They're very good basketball players. They've been involved in baseball even. Hockey has always, I think, been very popular and a good winter sport. In places like Georgia, which is not part of Russia proper, but a part of the old Soviet Union, there's the weightlifting has always been a very big sport. There's areas of Russia where horses and things that you can do with horses have always been important. I don't know if they're horse racing, but I don't think they would have played polo because polo is what they would have considered an aristocratic, a very capitalist kind of sport back in the Soviet days, and I don't know that anybody's really involved with that.
And this is all for today. We will be back with you on the last Monday of November with another episode of One Thing at a Time. Hasta entonces.